Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, you beautiful people. Can you believe it? I'm home again. You're not going to hear that much in May, though. Oh, my gosh. Almost every Sunday I will be out of town doing what I love to do one way or another. I've got a film. I've got cons. It's a busy, busy, busy month because I am just a freaking great creator, you guys. And I've got some great information. First of all, the teenager webinar is this Tuesday. I don't know why some people got mixed up and thought it was last week. I don't know if it was our fault. We apologize. It's this Tuesday. We may have had to change it weeks ago, would have been, for a filming schedule that I thought I had. But anyway, it's this Tuesday. And oh, my God, you guys, I spent a couple of hours channeling everything for that webinar. I learned so much about myself and what's driving me and how the teenager merges into the little child, merges into the adult. Oh, my God, you're going to learn so much. So I hope you will be there Tuesday, 6 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. And I want to start the show off by talking a little bit about IDFs because I'm getting a lot of questions about the intrinsic data fields. So this is the simplest information I can give you until the webinar. IDFs are built in to our energy patterns. They're patterns. An example of an IDF is I can never be God. That has been built in to our knowing pretty much from the beginning of time, and it is shared by everyone. Everybody in embodiment shares this IDF pattern. Now, a belief is something that is learned, okay? It's taught and learned in this lifetime. An example of that is God doesn't love me if I'm too powerful. So you can see how the IDF and the belief work in tandem. I can never be God, translated into the belief in this lifetime, God doesn't love me if I'm too powerful. So they kind of work in tandem. All past, present, and future energy, the channel is saying, works in tandem, works together. So the more you shift and redirect in this lifetime, the more you affect the idea of patterns, past, present, and future. Okay, that should give you a little bit more understanding to start out with. And you know, I did a private for a beautiful woman this week, and she said, you know, Dee, I hear the same people call in every week. I stopped and I said, well, have you called in? Well, no. Well, if all the people that are wondering why the same people call in don't call in, all the same people call in. So I'm saying to all of you, have you called in? Okay, am I supposed to bring this up? So it came to me that someone that Stephen was screening asked when Naughty would be back to do the show. So I want to know what that's about for me. Why would I create that coming to me? Am I threatened by Nadia? No. Do I want some time off from the show? No. Okay, so we're going to a core belief. See, because I walk my talk. This page here. One, two. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Ah, okay. So, to whomever brought that up, and to anybody else that had that question in their mind, going to a lot of different people to get your answer is not the answer. The answer is you knowing what you want and taking responsibility for it. That's the whole reason I'm doing this show, is to teach you guys to do your own work, okay? So that you don't need me or somebody else. You're your highest God, and your highest God has to be called in. Again, ask, and it is delivered to you. Okay, if it sounds a little bit different today, guys, Blog Talk wasn't working, so I'm doing it over my phone. Thank God for Stephen, because I wouldn't have known what the heck to do. Thank you, Stephen. Okay, I'm going to go down to the tippy bottom here. Well, see, ask and you receive. Okay, Patsy in Missouri is a first-time caller, and hold on. Let me get you on here. You're on. Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, good morning, Dee. How are you this beautiful Sunday morning?
I am fabulous and amazing, and I'm always great when I'm here with the community, you know. So thanks for answering the call. Do you have a question?
Of course, you know, I think mine, I'm not sure if it is collective. I find myself, I'm so sensitive. I identify as HSP, everything. But everything still, you know, and everyone went through a lot with COVID. Some of us had close deaths. Finding myself on my own after 20 years of marriage, and just really trying to dig deep to find myself. But I'm finding blocks. I'm trying to work on childhood things, traumas, everything.
Okay.
But
so
I keep coming back to some kind of material.
When I say you have any blocks, I get a no.
Okay.
You have I'm talking to everybody here. We have beliefs that we're blocked.
Of course.
And that creates us living the reality that we are blocked. In essence, and again, everybody listen to this carefully, the whole world, the whole universe is going through a death and a rebirth. That's why we were given the new statement, I am risen.
And I feel that very, very deeply. And something, it keeps drawing me back to, I feel like I've always had a great-great-grandmother with me. She's given me signs, this and that, and it's a huge story I can't even get into. And I keep feeling that there's something in that matriarchal line that I'm here
yes,
to heal,
there is.
Here to do. Mm-hmm.
There is. Hold on, this page here. Okay. And this is what's in the matriarchal line, which means this is the belief that's been passed down. Okay? Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. Now, when you first started talking, when you came onto the call, you explained about how many people had left. How many people had left the planet, okay? All the separation during COVID. That is a good example of the belief that we have to get rid of something before we can create ourselves. It's not a true belief, guys. You cannot get rid of energy. You redirect energy into what you want.
And can you say that just one more time? Some energy has to die
before I am the creation of new energy. A good example of that is, well, I can't do that because my husband won't let me. I had two of those this week in the private sessions. Well, are you your own creator, or are you deferring your creation to someone else? This is why I cannot create me, even if it's a belief that's been passed down. Do you understand, Patsy?
Yes, most definitely. I do. When you said that the first time, I just can't tell you the feeling I got. And I can't thank you enough.
Yep, you bet. And it's like, well, I have to kill the cancer before I create health.
Exactly.
No, you create health.
Exactly.
Okay, great. What
Thank
a great
you.
Great start to
Bless
the show.
You,
welcome to the community, sweetheart.
Thank you, ma'am.
You bet. Let's see. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi.
Hi,
how are you? This is so exciting because this is my, you know, my first time on, well, I've come on a few other calls, but so I just want to know a couple of things. Like, I want you to just explain that love place a little bit because I've heard it, but I don't really understand that. And also, I've been getting like this off balance, and I don't know what energetically that's connected to. So.
Okay. So first of all, your love place is anything that opens your heart and makes you smile as soon as you think of it. I go right to my doggy Freedom or my daughter when she was a baby or Hawaii. That just the thought of it opens my heart. So find a moment to find your love place. Everybody,
and
just
then,
go to your love place.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to walk you through something. Okay.
Yes, please.
So have you found your love place?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want you to kind of wallow in that. Go down to your heart center and feel that love place. That is what you create everything you wish to manifest from.
Okay.
And the first thing you want to connect with your love place is the love for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Now, your second question was what?
I've been getting like this off balance it's been going on for quite a while.
Jeez.
And so,
give me a song, sweetheart. Any song that pops in. What?
Somewhere My Love. I don't even know if that's a song. I think that's verses in it.
Somewhere My Love. Dee, dee, dee. your first question about where's my love life? So somewhere, my love, somewhere, where are you? I can't find you. The love that you want is within you. Do you understand, Adele?
Yes, and that's really what my whole path has really been on, is like really to be, you know, totally accountable and lovable first and foremost to God and myself. And so,
okay. Okay, and there's one place you're falling out, Sheets.
Okay.
Give me a movie now. Give me a movie. Any movie that pops in.
Okay. Pray, Eat, Love. I think that's a book, but I think it was a movie.
Yeah, Eat, Pray, Love. Yeah.
Yes.
It's also a movie. They made a movie out of it. And that is about her searching for love, searching for the answers, looking for the answers, traveling for the answers. I know, because my daughter's book is kind of a parody and takeoff of Eat, Pray, Love.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, they want you to understand this is a shift you need to make to bring yourself into balance. Quit searching for the love.
And the love is right within me.
You bet. Be
the love.
The
is
love
me. Is me. The love is in me. God is in me.
The love is
God.
You.
Yes.
You were right the first time. You are literally the frequency of love. And the more we claim that, the more manifestation, the easier the manifestation, the more imbalanced we remain. And literally, that is the definition. You know, in Bible school, the first thing we're taught is God is love.
Right.
So if we truly want to redirect the IDF pattern of I can never be God into I am God, we have to be the frequency of love. Got it?
And so, and so in doing that, and any time I'm really creating, I always go into my love place first and
you
really
bet.
Be there. And then basically from being there and knowing that I am the God of love,
then the universe comes
there.
In and works all its magic. Yeah.
And then, well, loving magic. I love it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adele, you don't have low blood pressure, do you?
I haven't had my blood pressure checked in a long time, and when I did have it checked before, it was kind of going up a little bit. But usually it's pretty normal, but
okay.
I'm not sure.
I'm just saying that because if you have lower blood pressure, when you stand up quickly or get up out of bed, you could get dizzy. Maybe somebody else needs that information out there. So you can.
Okay, because yes, if I get up quickly or if I turn, then I do feel like off, really.
Okay,
off.
Well,
yeah.
You might have that checked out then a little bit.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Or you also, guys, can direct. I am directing my body to maintain my blood pressure at, and then give it the numbers.
Now, where, say that again. Could you say that again?
I am directing, because energy must be directed.
I am
directing my heart, my pulmonary system, to keep my blood pressure at, let's say, 117 over 78, or whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Right. And I would really go into my love place and be there and then do that. Go to the love
Everything.
Place always first.
Yes. Everything you create, go there first.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
You bet.
Okay. Have a great
Bye-bye,
one.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Now, see? See, when people start calling in that haven't, we get all kinds of new shit coming in. Ilka, what is going on? Tell me good stuff.
Hi, Dee. So glad to be here. After I was really, really sick, I'm still keeping a little bit more. It has been really difficult to come back from this cold, and I was wondering if the channel can help me. Is this coming from my immune system getting low from having COVID a few years ago, or side effects from the vaccine? Why
no,
is it so hard for me to
No, it's you giving
heal?
Your power away to those things and putting your attention on them.
Because I'm trying
okay?
to figure out why I so
well,
long with that cold.
Well, darling, do you get up every day and say, today I feel great? Or do you get up every day and go, why am I still not feeling this? I wonder what's going on. I wonder why I'm not feeling good.
I'm more in the positive side, actually.
Well, when I say that's a true statement, it goes to no, baby.
Hmm.
So there's fear in there, Ilka. There's fear, okay? There's fear that you've taken on from the collective consciousness that is affecting your belief systems around the vaccines and COVID and, you know, all that stuff. Tell your body, keep telling your body from your feeling of love and being love, I'm healthy. I am the powerful God of me that creates perfect, beautiful, fabulous health throughout my entire body. But you have to do that with love, not, oh my God, is this going to work?
I have been trying to listen to the breathing exercises, and because I rush to work in the morning and then it stops, but when I listen to it on a computer, then it doesn't stop, something with the technology, I guess. But I'm listening to the computer for the breathing exercise and be more kind of do it more every day.
Well,
Thank
yeah,
you
want to remind yourself, guys. You must remind yourself and keep directing yourself. That's where we're all at right now, everybody, is living more and more and more consciously in the creation of who we desire to manifest ourselves being. Okay?
Thank you so much.
When I ask if there's anything else, I get a big no.
Yeah, I just have been wearing masks since that time because I never ever want that to happen again, and maybe that's kind
well,
of
see
fear too.
Where your attention is? That's
it's
my
so
point.
Bad.
So if you keep saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it, what?
Okay, got it. Thank
it sees you.
You
having it, yeah. Okay, you know this Mom. Stuff, Ilka. Put it to
love
use, please.
You.
I love
I'll
you
hear
too,
you
baby.
On Tuesday.
I love you too, baby. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Brian in New Jersey, you're on.
Good morning.
How are you, baby cakes?
I'm doing quite fine, but I have a question around my son, David, who is 11 going on 47. But for the past few months, he's had some very chronic stomach issues. He seems to, I think, missed as much school as he's gone, and just want to see what the channel has to say around any kind of spiritual cause.
Okay, so guys, not a doctor, Anything that comes in is an energetic reading. He does have digestive issues.
Okay.
Have you had him checked out, Brian?
Yeah, he's gone through a few tests so far, but he's going for a colonoscopy and endoscopy next week.
Okay, energetically, what's behind it? Sheets, book. Give me a movie, sweetheart. Any movie that pops
Sound
in.
Sound of Music pops in first.
Okay. There is...
Yeah, to a degree, sure. Yeah, I could see that.
Okay. It's also, they're saying, an IDF pattern.
Okay.
In the energy of the family itself. So, give me the Sound of Music because, you know, Maria got everything she wanted, was blissfully
yep.
happy, and then the Nazis come in and they have to flee everything they have.
Right.
Right. So that's a lot of positive and a lot of negative married together. That's the highest understanding. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, very old soul, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He'll be able to understand if you tell him, look, you know, you can have everything you want in your life and everything's good and positive and happy and you get to keep it all, right? Just start reminding him about what he's forgotten so that he can start redirecting this for himself.
Okay.
It's a big IDF pattern. So, again, some energy has to die. This would kind of be an alternate version of I don't have to create losing anything. Let's say that in the positive. Whenever I create wonderful things in my life, I continue to experience and them in joy and love. That's what it's about, yeah. So he's trying to digest how to he wants and while he has this fear of losing it at the same time.
Got it.
Are you with me? Okay.
Sure. Yep.
Yep. All right, great. Thank you, Brian. Great to hear from you, buddy.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you. Thank you.
Brian is one of the very first people that ever was with us. He's been here since the red dot. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Harmony in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good morning.
Hi, Baby Cakes. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm calling
in.
Yeah,
I love your
energy. Any... I'm great, actually. I just want to see if there's anything I need to get into alignment to be able to move in with my boyfriend this summer.
Yes, there's one thing, and I'm going to your dad.
My dad?
What was your dad's relationship with your mom?
When I was little, I mean, I think my mom cheated on my dad when I was little. And I think he loved her a lot. You know, he didn't want a divorce, but my mom did. But when I was little, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, he took care.
He took what?
I was going to say he took care of her, you know. She didn't have to work.
Okay. Obviously want to be taken care of, and you want to be autonomous in your own life.
Okay.
And that's the only thing you need to get into alignment. So guys, in a relationship, you want to be a whole, complete, independent, self-created person. You want him to be a whole, complete, independent, self-created person. And then you come together in that relationship, and everyone has an equal say.
Yes,
in the creation of the relationship. What?
Yes, Dee, and you've told me that before in a private. So what can I do to get there, to be whole and complete in myself?
Well, you tell me. What's this whole work based on?
Knowing what you want and directing it with love.
That's right. That's how you get it. So
okay. You
get up every day and today, I'm a whole, complete, independent, self-creating woman. I am in a glorious relationship with an independent, self-created, beautiful man.
I love that. Awesome.
You can feel
Thank
that,
you,
can't you? Yep, you bet.
I can. I can feel it. Absolutely.
Great.
It's powerful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's a good guy, you know.
Oh, I know he is.
Yeah, you got a good one there. Okay.
Awesome.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy, that was really good for all of us. It was. Lisa in Florida. Well, Florida. Come on in, Florida, everybody. Lisa, you're
Florida.
On.
Florida. Hey there.
Hi, babe.
Okay, I've been using this pendulum, and I don't know what's going on, but 99% of the time it gives me the wrong answer first and then the correct one, or just completely the wrong answer. And
okay,
before I
so,
use it, oops, go ahead. Really?
Is she Maybe balanced when she's you're switched, baby.
Am I
you're
someone
switched.
Who gets switched a lot?
Okay, you get switched a lot, guys, when you're dealing with something that's really, really important, or you take an emotional hit, or you leave your love place. Do you know how to unswitch yourself?
Well, the part that I know is where you just take your, yeah, I know how to do the I thing, but I don't, sometimes I do it a couple times and I feel like it doesn't do
okay,
anything.
Okay, well
for a
then
while.
You're in doubt that it's going to work, aren't you? And
well,
if you're
I
in
think
doubt,
I'm checking it.
If you're in doubt, you're going to stay switched. Okay, so guys, you don't ever start working with your pendulum or your fingers or however you're testing until you direct yourself. So
Yep. Those
of you that have done private sessions with me know we always start with I direct my heart to open front and back and merge with my whole brain. I direct my chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. I direct my hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so I stay in my knowing. I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is, and I claim I am risen. And then you say, look, I only want the highest truth from the universe. Okay? You can't test wrong if you do that.
What if I am doing that? Because I am doing that. I even have it right here highlighted. Never, ever start
okay,
testing without
okay,
correcting
hold
it.
Hold on.
Like, I'm
I
doing...
get a yes. I get a yes on that. But
I'm trying to do everything I can think of that you tell us to do, and
I hear your frustration, baby.
Yeah.
And what it's about, Lisa, is your doubt.
Validating.
Yeah. What if I'm in the way? What if I'm screwing around with this? What if I'm not getting the highest answer? What if I'm switched? What if I'm, you know? And
mm-hmm.
when there is doubt, it's going to give you a yes and a no and a yes until yourself out.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm doubting, is because I'm I'm trying to make sure it's doing it right. And then when it isn't.
Okay, listen to your words. I'm trying to make sure I'm doing it right. But if you're doing what you say you're doing it right. Okay? And then you've got to give up, sweetheart. You've got to give up. The channel laughs at me all the time, you guys, because I say, okay, is this from the channel or is this from me?
Right.
And the channel goes, it's one and the same, Dee. I can't answer that question. You are the channel. The channel's you. When I teach this, I tell everybody to start with little simple things. Like, my name is Lisa. My name is Methuselah.
I am doing that, and it said no when I said Lisa. I mean, I'm...
Okay,
you know,
then you're testing... Then you think your yes is your no, baby. You think your yes is your no.
When it goes around in a circle, that was what I thought was a yes. And then when it goes back and forth, that's a no, I thought.
No, nope, you've got him inverted.
What?
Yep. And listen, mine changed well into my years of doing this work. And one day... it changed and went the opposite way. So right now, hold on, everybody's balanced, anybody switched, we're getting the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. Right now, your back and forth is your yes, and your circle is your no.
I got to get where I trust it again, because I think that's what's wrong, is because it is changing. Like, it'll do one thing, and then a second later, it starts doing the other.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So that's the way energy communicates with you. You just were fighting it instead of going, wonder why it keeps doing this. Is it changing? Is my yes changing? So test that right now. Do you have your pendulum?
Yes.
Okay, test it right now.
I'm going to test it. Just
show me. Show me. I'm losing all of my ideas about what it should be. Show me my yes.
Going in a circle.
Nope. Mine goes right to no when you say that. Hold on.
I'm telling you, it is.
Well, I believe you, sweetheart.
And now, maybe I need a bigger one. Now it looks like it's going in a straight line.
No. See, you keep going outside of yourself.
Okay. Now I'm getting a big yes, but it is a big circle. Oh, Lord.
Okay, but you just said it was a big yes, and I'm telling you it's a big no.
All right, I'll work on it this week. I'm sorry. I don't want to take up any more
time. No, this is really good for everybody to hear. So
okay.
I want you to give up, okay, except that it might have changed. Mine sure as hell did. Work with it for a couple of days and then email me, will you?
Okay. Okay, well.
Email me info@imdwallace.com.
Yeah, because me working
okay.
with this is actually new anyway for me. You know, like I've never done it before until recently.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and so you doubt yourself. I went through the same thing, honey. And when it started changing after I'd used it for 7 or 8 years, I went, what the? It took me like a month to figure out what was going on. I kept saying, no, this is my yes.
Right.
And it was going, no. When you reach a certain degree, guys, it might change for you. But you're just starting out.
Uh-huh.
And you just decided it was going to be one way and the channel wants it the other way. So give up and work with it for 2 days and email me, okay?
Okie doke. Thanks.
All right. All right. Yeah. Look, we're gonna figure this out and get through it, okay?
Okie doke. Thank you.
Okay. I know. It's like, what the hell? Okay. Susan in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hi. So
What's your question?
I'm just curious if you see me finding a place to live. I'm moving to Florida, and I've been trying to find or secure a townhome. And so I'm just curious if you see me finding one that aligns with my highest purpose.
So, my beautiful Susan, I am not a psychic. I am a channel. Okay, big difference. Okay.
Okay.
When I say you see yourself finding that home, it goes right to no.
Okay.
So you are the creator of your life on this plane. Nobody can think a thought, feel a feeling for you, or hold a belief for you, correct?
Yes. That's
okay.
Correct.
So why can you or are you not seeing yourself getting this home? You don't think it's possible. Why?
Oh, it's not that I don't see it's possible. It's
it is. Go ahead.
Okay.
Keep going. It's just what?
I've been applying for different places, and there's one in particular that I really desire, and there always seems to be roadblocks. Like, they can't seem to get a hold of the owner, and it's just weird. So
okay,
but I could totally see myself.
So there's a belief that,
yes.
And we're kind of going back to the Sound of Music again. And my pendulum went to a big yes. So in order, and you learned this from your mom at a very early age, in order to get especially special things that you want, you have to really struggle and work for them. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Can you agree to give up that belief? Because that's exactly what you're getting now in your life.
Okay.
Okay. So you are directing yourself, your brain, your energy, and the universe to magnetize to you easily and joyfully this perfect, fabulous house that you are creating from your love place. So go to your love place. You've heard about it twice on the show today.
Yeah.
And feel into that love. Yeah, that's what the house feels like. Now, you haven't been doing that, have you?
Not in that way, but I
know if there's a but,
no,
we're excusing.
It's not a but. It's I've been doing it differently than what you said.
Okay,
so,
how are you doing it?
So I've been envisioning myself, maybe more from a brain space, but still envisioning myself in that space.
Yeah, not the same at all.
Okay.
Okay, that's like saying I put together a mathematical equation to bring in the love of my life. That doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
You use your brain, guys, to be clear about what you want, about everything that you want, and then you go to your heart to create it. And then the universe works its magic. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, Miss Susan. Go get them. All right, guys. Oh, my God. What a freaking interesting show. I love this show. We branched out into so many different places. So, guys, you're going to want to do this teenager webinar. I'm telling you, I learned so much about how it all works by channeling all this stuff for you. Wow. This Tuesday, 6 to 8, see you there, and let's say it together. Come on and go to your love place, and let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.